This week marks the birthday of Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky, born in Russia in May of 1840. As WRTI's Susan Lewis reports, the composer, internationally renowned for his great melodies, was also a master of technique and form.
As a young man, Tchaikovsky studied music at what would become St. Petersburg Conservatory. Jeffrey Kahlberg, Associate Dean for Arts and Letters and Professor of Music History at the University of Pennsylvania, says this training gave him a solid foundation in composition, which is sometimes overlooked.
Tchaikovsky was such a great composer of melodies that it cloaks what a fine craftsman he was. We hear all these great tunes and the wonderful use of the orchestra, and we're swept away with emotion, and we don't really notice that, you know, he really knows what he's doing when he puts note against note and chord against chord.
After conservatory, Tchaikovsky taught, worked as a critic, and composed. Chamber music, concertos, sacred music, piano music, solo songs, and major works for ballet, opera, and orchestra. He wrote 6 numbered symphonies and one called the Manfred Symphony, based on a poem by Byron. Kahlberg says the later symphonies develop in very interesting ways.
Thinking about new ways to unify all 4 movements, drawing an explicit extra musical content, experimenting with the order of the movement, so ending with a slow movement in the case of his last symphony, the Pathetique Symphony in B minor. He was getting more and more experimental as he wrote his last 4 symphonies.
Tchaikovsky died suddenly at age 53 during a cholera epidemic, 9 days after conducting the premiere of his 6th symphony.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.